感謝神，我哋過去有兩晚一齊嚟到思想神嘅説話。
Praise God for last night. We are going to look at God's words.
呢個週末我哋用咗一個題目叫做尚待完成嘅使命嚟到同大家思想。
Well, the title about the unfulfilled mission.
第一晚我哋用咗呢個以賽亞書49嗰段經文嚟提醒我哋，我哋神俾我哋嘅使命係。不单止是注重未得的环群体，同时都要成为外邦人的光。
Isaiah 49 reminds us that don't just care about our own Chinese population, but for others cultural and races.
昨晚我们都思想到一个问题，就是神给我们有一个未得的地方，其实就是要帮助一些年轻的或者弱小的教会来到去完成本土化的宣教的运动。
There's also unreached land. That means we have to help those weaker and smaller churches.
咁我哋需要凭信心嚟踏出去呢一步，有阵时可能会真系唔容易嘅。
We have to step out by faith. It's not easy.
咁我哋今日嚟到去思想嘅就系呢个以斯拉记嘅第一章嘅里边。
And today we'll learn from Ezra chapter 1.
喺呢个嘅以色列人嘅历史嘅里边。我们看到以色列人因为被掳去巴比伦的缘故，经过了70年，神给他们有机会重返他们的国土。
In this chapter, we learn that the Israelites were exiled to Babylon, and after 70 years, they are able to return to homeland.
当他们回去他自己的本国的时候，其实是一片的荒芜。
When they went back, it's all ruined.
雖然我們讀聖經的時候看見說波斯王古列叫我們回去是重建聖殿，
King Cyrus asked them to go back to rebuild the temple，
但是他們回到是一片的荒蕪，其實他們除了建聖殿之外都還需要重建他們的國家。
Actually not just the temple was ruined but whole country was ruined。
這件事是一件很不容易的事。
It's not an easy task。
有70年个国家完全荒废了，没有耕种，也都没有人在那里住，或者很少人在那里住，现在要重建的时候是需要很大的力量。
For 70 years all the farmland were not cultivated and no one lived there。
现在他们要回去要重建的时候需要有一些人来到去成就这件事。
You need some strong leaders to accomplish this task。
在重建以色列的国度这件事情上面，我们看见神你用了几种不同的人来到去成就这件事。
God used different people to accomplish this.
同样的，要建立神的国度，神都用着不同的人来到去成就他的事工。
The same way to build up the kingdom of God, God also used different categories of people.
我们今天在这一章圣经里面看三类不同的人。
Today we're going to look at three kinds of people.
第一类的人是以波斯王古列作为一个代表。
The first one, I think King Cyrus is the representative.
他在这个整个角色的这个计划里面的角色就好像一个动员的人，一个推动的人。
In this plan, he was the mobilizer.
我们看见第一节那里说，耶和华为应验藉着耶利米口所讲的说话，就激动波斯王古列的心，使他下诏通告全国。
In verse 1, in order to fulfill the word of the God spoken by Jeremiah,The Lord moved the heart of the king of Persia to make this proclamation.
激动是这个动员推动的一个最主要后面那个背景。
Moved is the background.
那我们今天一用到激动，中文用这个激动这个字的时候，其实用在形容词的。
When Chinese word moved, it is an adjective.
我们今天说激动是形容一个人，他的情绪很激动，他可能做一些过激的行为。
Today we may describe the emotion, which is very agitated.
但是我们看到在今天的这段经文里面讲到激动是一个动词来的。
But today is a verb.
那神激动古列的心，要他下诏通告全国。
The Lord moved the heart of King Cyrus to make proclamation.
我们看见在这个字，这个希伯来文的字在旧约圣经里面出现了57次那么多。
In Hebrew, it appears 57 times.
我们看到在我们的和合本里面有用不同的翻译，有15次用个兴起这个说话来翻译。
In Chinese Union Version, it has used 15 times as rise up.
同有14次用个激动。
14 times agitated.
有时他会翻译成用唤醒，或者是用这个搅动。
Or awake or agitate.
嗱，咁好似呢個喚醒咧，就話好似佢個説話就話，都好似一個人瞓咗覺，俾人叫醒咁嘅樣。
It says someone sleeping and he was awakened.
嗱，咁呢個攪動咧，就好似一個母鷹攪動嗰個巢窩，嚟到叫嗰啲初鷹嚟學習起行飛行飛行。
Or like the mother eagle agitated the nest, so the baby eagle learned how to fly.
咁我哋會見到大概嚟講呢個字嘅意思，其實係一個嘅刺激緊，用一啲刺激嘅動嘅嘢嚟到叫一個人嚟到去服從。
So we can see the stimulation, so that someone obey.
啊，如果你去挑動佢嘅時候，你唔回應嘅時候咧，你就會好唔安樂噶啦。
If you don't respond, you won't feel peace.
就好似嗰只母鹰，佢搅动个巢窝，搅到嗰啲初鹰，佢唔离开个巢窝嘅话咧，佢唔会，佢唔得噶啦。
If the mother eagle agitate the nest, the baby eagle must react.
啊，咁所以咧，当圣经里面讲到耶和华用激动波斯王古列嘅心，其实佢就摆咗个一个意思喺古列嘅心嘅里边，让佢唔服从，佢心里边唔得平安。
So in the Bible, we see that when God moves King Cyrus, if he did not respond, he won't feel peaceful.
咁你可能会问一个问题啦。
So we ask a question.
咁波斯王古列系一个外邦人嚟嘅，波斯人嚟嘅。
King Cyrus is a Gentile. He is a Persian.
佢从来同耶和华神系冇接触过嘅。
He has no connection with Jehovah.
佢亦都对旧约嘅圣经，对以色列希伯来文嘅圣经系根本上冇接触过嘅。
He didn't know the Bible at all, the Old Testament.
咁神点耶话神点样嚟激动佢咧
？How God moved King Cyrus?
咁其实咧，我哋会睇见就系喺圣经嘅里边有一次又一次嘅提过古列嘅名字。
In the Bible, he has many times mentioned this name, King Cyrus.
咁我哋会睇见喺以赛亚书嘅里边有两次嘅经文系特别提到佢名嘅。
In Isaiah, I think especially the two verses mention him.
咁喺第四十五章十三节嗰度，佢提到佢已经系兴起咗古列。
In Isaiah chapter 45, you mentioned that he has already arise.
俾佢有通达嘅道路。
Cyrus.So that he has a prosperous way.
然后讲到一样嘢就讲到佢要嚟到让嗰啲嘅成就佢嘅工作。
So that he can fulfill his mission.
另外一处嘅经文都喺以赛亚书嘅里边。
Another verse is also in Isaiah.
咁我哋见到第四十四章第二十八节嘅里边，亦都提到佢嘅名字，系讲到论到古列话佢系我嘅仆人。
Chapter 44:28. Cyrus is my servant.
佢会成就神所要做嘅工作。
He will fulfill God's mission.
咁同時咧，要建立呢個聖殿嘅根基。
And he will build the foundation of the temple.
咁喺以呢個古列喺人類嘅歷史裏邊出現之前，已經有提到關於呢個古列嘅事情。
Before King Cyrus appeared in the history of mankind, God already mentioned this person.
提到佢嘅名字，亦提到佢嘅工作。
Mentioned about his name and his task.
咁我哋就見到呢件事情係一件嘅。神要做嘅一件嘅事情。
We can see this is what God wanted to
accomplish. 我哋都同样嘅睇见犹太嘅历史学家约瑟弗嘅佢嘅犹太古史里边都有提及呢件嘅事情。
The famous historian of Jewish people, Josephus, has mentioned about this.
当一啲犹太人嘅代表见到古列嘅时候，佢都同佢提到关于以赛亚书里边提及关于佢嘅名字同佢工作嘅关于嗰啲嘅预言。
So the Jewish representative met King Cyrus.You mention about the prophecy in the Bible.
咁你话你如果你系古列嘅话，你话我一个外邦人啫，我又唔识耶和华神系边个，咁我做咩一定要听耶和华嘅说话咧
？If you were King Cyrus, you would say that I'm a Gentile. I don't know him. Why should I obey him？
你记唔记得有一句说话，或者好你觉得好熟嘅？耶和华是谁叫我听从他咧？咁
？Remember a sentence. Who is Jehovah? Why should I listen to him？
呢個説話邊有講過係法老講過噶嘛
？Remember Pharaoh, King Pharaoh？
咁佢都係一樣，佢埃及人，佢對耶和華神對於希伯來嘅聖經係完全冇認識嘅。咁佢話耶和華是誰，叫我聽從佢咧
？He's an Egyptian. He would say, "Who is Jehovah? Why should I listen to him?"
古列都可以同樣嘅有呢個反應。你話俾我聽話，你提及我個名同我工作，我 Who are you？ 我點解要聽你話
？King Cyrus can say the same thing. 你係邊個啊？
点解我要听你说话咧
？Why should I listen to you？
咁但系我哋见到嘅就系古列喺神嘅激动底下，佢服从咗神。
And King Cyrus was agitated by God, and he obeyed.
仲记唔记得我哋刚才提及呢个激动嗰个意思，就系你搅动到佢心里边，如果你唔听从嘅话咧，你心里边唔得平安嘅。
Moved by God means God agitated him until he obeyed.
咁我哋见到古列就系做咗呢个服从嘅工作。
King Cyrus was obedient.
嗱，我哋见到佢点样嚟表达咗佢对神嘅服从咧？第一件事我哋见到佢就系佢准许犹太人回国。
So he obeyed and he let the exile return to their homeland.
啊，咁呢件事对于古列嚟讲，佢可以做，亦都可以唔做嘅。
King Saul can let them go or they won't let them go.
啊，因为呢班嘅以色列人系喺巴比伦嘅时代系被掳到佢嘅巴比伦国度嘅里边。
Because the Israelites were captured and exiled into Babylon.
而家巴比伦嘅王朝过去咗啦，而家佢哋在位啦，当权啦，佢系可以唔俾呢啲嘅以色列人翻去佢自己故土嘅。
The Babylonian dynasty was gone. The Persian was in control. He can cap all the Israelites in the homeland.
你哋只不
Babylon.
你哋只不过系俘虏啫嘛。我要留你喺度，你系冇权话要走，话可以走就走嘅。
The exiles have no right to leave the country.
但是现在他却是愿意信服神对他在心里面的意象和呼那个感动，他愿意让犹太人可以回到他自己的国家里面。
King Cyrus was moved by God and he obeyed、
啊、这件事是必须要是出于一个愿意信服才可以成就的。
He must have willingness and obedience、
啊、还有他将曾经这个巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒来到从耶路撒冷带入去带到巴比伦嘅嗰啲嘅圣殿嘅器皿归还翻去俾圣去呢个耶路撒冷。
King Nebuchadnezzar stole all the vessels from the temple and brought it to Babylon. Now he will let them bring it back to.
咁你话呢件事究竟系咩回事？我稍微讲一两句啦。
Maybe I'll let you know the background.
嗱，咁当时嘅巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒嘅军队打到耶路撒冷嘅时候
，When the army of King Nebuchadnezzar get into invaded Jerusalem，
啊，当时旧约嘅嗰啲人打仗嘅时候，佢哋为咗表达我呢个国家嘅神系比你国家嘅神系伟大，所以将你打败咧，佢会将一啲嘅神像俘虏咗翻佢自己国家里边做陈列品嘅。
In order to demonstrate that God is better than your God, they will steal your temple's vessels and brought it back to their own temple.
咁当佢哋打去打到去圣耶路撒冷圣殿嘅时候，佢要揾啲神像就揾唔到啊。
But they could not find any idols in the temple.
因为喺犹太嘅宗教嘅里边系冇神像噶嘛。
But in Jewish belief, they have no idols.
咁所以佢哋冇呢啲咁样嘅风俗可以跟从啊。咁佢为咗表达佢系打胜仗嗰一方，咁啊只有将圣殿里边啲器皿搬走晒咯。
In order to demonstrate that they have won the war, they have brought all the vessels from the temple.
咁所以佢哋将尼布甲尼撒嘅军队将佢搬到去巴比伦，摆喺佢巴比伦嘅神嘅庙里边作为一个展览品。
So they took all the vessels from Jerusalem and put it in the their false god's temple.
嗱，咁而家古列要让以色列人翻去佢自己国家嘅时候，竟然间愿意将当日嗰啲嘅战利品将佢带翻去耶路撒冷嘅里边去。
And King Cyrus was willing to return all these vessels.
啊，总数呢度都话俾我哋听，系有5400件咁多。
5,400 vessels.
啊，咁嗰度我哋唔再提嗰啲究竟碗几多件嗰啲唔提啦。5,400件都唔系一件小事啦，系咪
？Then of course there are many other bowls, so I'm not going. But just the vessel is a lot.
啊，咁你将5,400件搬咗翻去之后，咁从今以后喺巴喺呢个波斯嘅历史里边就冇话个冇一个战利品话俾你听，我曾经打败过犹太人噶咯噃。
So when King Saul let them do this, there's no anything left behind to show that they won the war before.
啊，咁意思即系话，佢而家肯愿意放弃呢个咁样嘅权利啦。
That means he's willing to give up that privilege.
啊，咁仲有佢都表示第三样嘅表达，佢对神嘅信服，佢就喺佢元年在位嘅元年就下诏啦。
And also in the first year of his throne.He made the proclamation.
唔係等到我剛身穩固，我有權有勢嘅時候，我先至做呢件嘅事情。
He did not wait till his power is in place.
啊，當佢坐上呢個位第一年嘅時候，你個權力未必一定好穩陣㗎。
The first year of his throne does not mean he has the full power.
啊，但係佢願意喺第一年嘅時候就下詔。
But his first year of his kingdom.
嗱，我想請大家去注意嘅就係。当呢度佢讲佢召嘅时候，有啲动词系特别嘅。
We have to pay attention to some verbs in that proclamation。
啊，第二节嗰度系讲到佢召嘅呢个召嘅内容嘅里边，佢话耶和华天上嘅神已将天下万国赐给我。
Look at verse 2 is that the God of heaven has given me all the kingdoms of the earth。
嗱，喺中文嘅里边嘅赐呢个字咧，系话俾我哋听。只有上一級的人才會賜啲嘢俾下一級嘅人啊嘛，係咪
？When we say gift must be given from a higher power，
不会为一个下级的人来赐一个东西给上级的，不会说我做平民，我赐一样东西给皇帝，没有这样的事的。
It's not the common people can give something to the king.
只有皇帝说我赐你黄金万两，就赐咯。
We talk about reward or award must be coming from higher power.
不可以的。
It's not the reverse.
现在耶和华天上的神将天下万国赐给我，就是说他上级赐这个天下的权柄赐了给我了。
He says that the higher power reward the king all the kingdoms of the earth.
他觉得他自己得来并不是应当的。
He knows that it's not that he cannot take it for granted.
还有他跟着第二句，他说又祝福我在犹太的耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇，祝福。
And God charged him.
那你看祝福这个动词都是一样的，只有上级对下级祝福，下级对上级不可以祝福的。
It's only from the higher power to the lower power.
你不可以对你个 boss 话我祝福你做啲咩嘢，我只系请求你做乜啫嘛，唔可以祝福噶。
You cannot charge your boss to do something, but you can request.
但系你个 boss 就可以对你讲话，你祝福你可以做啲咩嘢，做啲咩，你唔做嘅话，你就可能被炒啦。
But your boss can order you to do something.
啊，佢将两个动词提及嘅就系佢承认呢位嘅神，天上耶和华嘅神，耶和华天上嘅神系比佢更加高。
This verb, charge, order, so that King Cyrus knows that God is higher than him.
啊，佢愿意顺服神嘅心意嚟到做呢个推动嘅工作。
He's willing to obey God to move this task.
嗱，我哋睇见一件事就系，如果佢唔做推动嘅话咧，以色列系冇权离开波斯嘅帝国嘅。
If he does not mobilize this movement, the exile could not leave Persia.
就算你话嗰啲以色列好想蠢蠢欲动要翻去嘅话，咁你能够走得几远？
Even if the Israelites want to leave, how far could they go?
神感动了这个波斯王古列的心，让他做了这些事情的时候，以色列人就可以成就这件事，这个回国和建立神国度的事情。
But God moved King Cyrus so the exiles can go back to Jerusalem.
当神将一些的，神会将一些的异象感动放在我们教会里面一些的人的心里面。
God will also put this vision among the people in the church.
或者他会帮我们当中有一些人去到宣教工场里面看见宣教工场里面的需要。
Or he may let some of us see the needs of the mission fields.
然后他们会将工场的需要带到给我们听，给我们看见。
And he will share the vision and needs of mission fields with us.
那这种的，然后他就鼓动一些人，你跟我一起去做短宣啊，去做这个宣教工场里面参与，那这就是推动的工作咯。
So God will move us to participate in the short-term missions or the work of the mission field.
在我们当中，或者神 会用我们一些人会好像古列一样。
Maybe God use some of you as King Cyrus.
他会将我们，让我们看见这个世界的需要，万民的需要。
We see the needs of all people in this world.
你肯不肯来到去将神给你的感动，你跟这些弟兄姊妹来分享，同埋鼓动他们，鼓励他们来参与这个宣教工作。
Are you willing to share this burden with other brothers and sisters?
我们作为一个宣教士的人，我们经常看见宣教工作的需要。
As a missionary, I always see the needs of the mission field.
我们的责任，除了我们自己去做的前线工作者之外，我们同样的回到来后房的时候，我们都会告诉弟兄姊妹，宣教工作需要一些不同的人。
The missionary not only fulfill the needs in the front line, we also came back and shared the needs with all others.
我们会告诉人，你不如 join 我们，加入我们的行列里面，去到宣教工场里面来做工作吧。
We may ask you to join us to go to mission field.
或者我们会邀请你去到宣教工场里面去几个月，可以来去帮，你只是就是做三个月而已，那你的三个月里面你都可以成就一些事情的。
Maybe you can come with us just for 3 months to accomplish some important roles.
我们当中或者神都有些人，是无论是牧师也好，或者我们的执事，或者我们的 mission committee 的人都可能神都会让你成为这个推动的人。
Maybe the pastors or mission committee or deacons, God may use you as King Cyrus.
你肯不肯好像这个信服神，好像古列一样，你都去做个推动的人？
Are you willing to obey God just like King Cyrus?
第二种的人，神在这里用的就是犹太人和便雅悯的人。
The second kind is the Benjamin and the Levites, Judas.
咁你可能话，以色列唔系十二个支派嘅咩？
You may say there are 12 tribes.
点解要讲到犹大同便雅悯嘅两个支派先咩？
So why you only mention two tribes?
咁你會知道，如果你對聖經歷史有多少知道呢、這個知道以色列喺呢個嘅所呢、這個所羅門死咗之後分為南北兩國啊嘛。
So you know that after King Solomon died, Israel became north and south.
而南邊嘅國家就係猶大同便雅憫呢兩個支派所構成嘅。
The southern kingdom consists of Judah and Benjamin.
咁即係意思即係話呢度呢一批嘅人咧，係主係南國猶大嘅嗰批嘅人。而家佢哋願意翻去耶路撒冷嗰度嚟到去建立佢哋嘅國家。
So you know, is the Israelites from the southern kingdom, they are willing to return to the homeland.
嗱，但我哋注意第五節嗰度提及到呢班嘅人翻去，佢哋啲一切都係被神激動嘅人。
You see that all these people were agitated and moved by God.
你會見到嘅就係神唔單止激動鼓勵嚟到去推動呢個工作。
God not just moved King Cyrus.
同而時嘅佢都激動呢啲嘅願意翻去嘅人嚟到成為呢個建直接參與第一手工呢個建立嘅工作嘅人。
So the people from the tribes of Judah and Benjamin, they participate in this mission.
嗱，咁我哋話啦，呢批人究竟係？一啲咩嘅人咧咁
？So who are these people？
嗱，我會用一啲嘅用一個咁樣嘅 term 嚟到講佢，佢哋係喺巴比倫出生嘅猶太人，係Babylonian born Jews BBJ。
BBJ， they were Jews born in Babylon。
啊，唔係 ABC 啊，BBJ。
It's not American born Chinese。
啊，咁點解你會咁講咧？咁
？Why would I say that？
啊。我會估計佢哋當時翻去嗰啲批人，大概可能最年輕嘅可能十幾歲嘅人嘅啫。
But some of them were only in their teens。
嗱，咁而有最老嗰啲咧，可能八十幾歲噶啦。
The oldest one maybe 80 some years old。
嗱，咁你話點解你會咁講啊？咁
？Why would I say that？
嗱，咁原來你睇見喺當呢班人翻去嘅時候，喺第三章當佢開始嚟做啲建造聖殿嘅時候，佢哋係親手落手落腳去做建立工作嘅。
In chapter three, you see that they use their own hands and feet。To rebuild.
嗰啲人翻去要做抬石頭啊，搬嘢啊，咁係做呢啲工作噶嘛。
They have to do the heavy duty stuff like moving the stones.
咁要能夠翻得，能夠真係做得呢啲工作嘅十零歲都要啦。
If the teenagers can handle this.
啊，咁當然啦，你話帶會唔會帶啲五歲啊、八歲嗰啲翻嚟，咁可能都有。
Maybe there's also some like 5 or 8 years old.
咁但係真係能夠做建呢個工作嘅話，呢啲人真係需要最平年輕都要十零歲啦。
But the heavy manual labor must be at least teenagers.
啊，咁你話點解會最老嘅八十幾歲啊？咁
，Why the oldest were 80 some years old？
咁咧，你見到第三章以斯拉記第三章講到佢哋建立咗聖殿嘅根基嘅時候咧，有一佢哋好歡呼啦。
When chapter three see that when people rebuild the foundation, they were shout with joy.
啊，咁當時有一批嘅嗰啲嘅族長，有一啲嘅祭司同埋利未人，嗰啲見過所羅門嗰個榮聖殿嘅榮耀咧，佢睇見而家只係得個根基嘅時候，佢喊咗出嚟。
Some priests, Levites, tribal leaders, when they see that the temple left only with the foundation, they cry and weep。
嗱，你諗一諗，如果當時見過所羅門嘅聖殿，而後來被掳咗，又經過70年嘅被掳時間，而家佢翻去係咪要八十幾歲啊？
You've seen the glorious temple of Solomon, and then you were captured to Babylon. Now we return after 70 years.
嗱，你當時如果你係十歲咁，有多少嘅理解嘅能力知啊？所羅門榮個聖殿係咁榮耀嗰時，你可能十歲或者十松啲歲啦。
So when they were teenagers, they have seen the glory of the Solomon's temple.
咁而家好啦，而家佢哋經過70年，所以而家如果十歲十松啲歲，係咪要80歲咧？你話
？So after 70 years, so they're now 80 years.
嗱，咁呢一批人咧係十零歲。到八十幾歲嘅人係翻去嘅。
So these returnees were from teenagers to 80 years old。
嗱，咁呢啲人咧，有啲係年青力壯嘅，有啲可能已經開始力量已經唔係咁好噶啦。
Some of them were young and strong, and some of them were maybe a bit feeble。
啊，咁但係佢哋願意嚟到去順服神俾佢心裏邊嗰個感動，佢哋願意翻去自己嘅國家裏邊建立神嘅國度。
But they were obedient to God's agitation.
當佢哋而呢班人要出去嘅時候，佢哋要 break through 三，要激，要破，衝破三個嘅難關。
Probably they break through 3 different hurdles.
第一個難關係要離開佢嘅安樂窩。
They have to leave their home sweet home.
你記得佢哋已經住喺巴比倫已經有70年時間咯。
They have spent this time in Babylon for 70 years.
你住喺個地方70年。你話你冇，你話你唔安居樂業咩
？Probably they already settled down in Babylon.
就算你話你個社會個階層嗰個地位係低嘅，你都已經喺嗰度已經咁多年啦。
Even though your status in the society is low, but you get used to it.
我唔知我哋當中有冇住喺美國住咗七十年咁耐。
I don't know anyone have lived in America for 70 years.
你話你如果你住喺美國住咗七十年，你話而家叫你突然間翻返去香港或者邊度，你會肯唔肯咧？
And now you have to go back to Hong Kong. Maybe you won't take the action.
你會諗好多嘅問題，我得唔得啊？
You ask a lot of questions. Am I able to do it?
我已經八十歲以上，你叫我而家翻香港點啊？
I'm already 80 some years old. How could I return?
我住香港，我住喺美國，呢間屋係咁大，而家翻香港住嘅豆樣咁大嘅地方嘅啫噃。
I live in a nice house here. When I return to Hong Kong, I live in a very small apartment.
我喺美國，我揸車嘅，但係我翻到香港嘅時候，我冇車可揸嘅嘞噃。
I was able to drive here, but then when I returned to Hong Kong, I cannot have a car.
我喺呢邊有個慣慣熟熟嘅家庭醫生，我翻嗰度又要重新再建立過一次嘅，我要揾個醫生，我要信得過佢，識得我嘅喎。
I have a very good family physician here. When I returned to Hong Kong, I'm not able to find one.
你話要離開呢間安和係咪容易呢？
It's not easy to leave the home sweet home.
嗱，第二個問題，佢哋必須要面對嘅就係佢哋要夫妻同心。
And the husband and wife must be with one heart.
當你話要離開安樂窩嘅時候，咁你夫妻都一定要傾下呢啲問題㗎。
When you want to take this move, both husband and wife need to discuss.
嗱，當你傾到大家傾唔掂嘅時候，咁你話：，哎，你去啦，我精神支持你。
If the one spouse just say, "Okay, I'm already support you,"
你會見到喺宣教工場裏邊，或者喺你當你一齊行神嘅道路嘅時候，呢種情況好常出現嘅，係咪
？It's common even in the mission field.
你對呢個神嘅工作，你去完我支持你，後方帶精神支持你。
Okay, you go. I'll support you from the home sweet home.
咁第三個困難係乜嘢咧
？What's the third obstacle？
新蚊仔嘅教育啊嘛。
The children's education.
你知唔知喺好多好幾年前，香港嘅差傳聯會佢哋做過一個調查，香港派出嘅宣教士，佢流失嘅第一個原因就係子女教育啦。
They've done survey a lot of time. The missionary would return because of the children's education.
嗱，我哋華人對於細蚊仔嘅教育係非常非常注重。
Chinese pay a lot of attention to children's education.
嗱，當你如果細蚊仔仲係細嘅時候，兩歲三歲，你帶住佢出去宣教工場嘅時候咧，冇問題啊，因為冇呢啲所謂教育嘅問題啊嘛。
When they were only two or three years old, it's okay.
好啦，當你開始去到最細蚊仔，即係六歲嘅時候，你開始諗咯喎，究竟佢要學中文啊，要學英文啊，要學當地嘅語言啦。
When they turn 6 years old, you think about should they learn Chinese, English, or the local dialect?
啊，咁你會諗一諗啊，如果佢唔識中文，咁將來點咧咁？
If they don't know Chinese, what happen?
我哋覺得華人嘅文化點都係優越過其他文化噶嘛。
We always think about the Chinese culture. 係
唔
係
另一件事？總我哋覺得華人文化優勝過其他文化嘅。咁你話你唔識中文，唔好中文，冇華人文化點算咧？咁
How can it be if my children don't know Chinese?
啊，咁所以你話諗到呢啲問題嘅時候，不如翻去香港或者咁佢有機會可以重新再嚟咯。
So the missionary will go back to Hong Kong.
嗱，你要發覺到呢啲問題係存在嘅。
These real problems.
嗱，你會見到當時嘅呢批嘅要翻去嘅猶太人都同樣面對呢啲問題嘅。
These Israelites face the same obstacles.
佢哋已經住喺巴比倫住咗七十年啦。
They have lived in Babylon for 70 years.
或者佢哋已經有第二代、第三代啦。
Maybe their second and third generation.
七十年啊嘛，你唔係有第二代、第三代、第四代都有咯。
Maybe even fourth generation.
嗱，佢哋已經喺嗰度已經係建立到好哋嘅地位。
They have established the social status.
或者佢哋好啲嘅條件，佢可能受過巴比倫嘅教育。
They have even received the education from Babylon.
佢哋可以喺巴比倫嘅社會裏邊可以有份好優差嘅工作。
They have a good profession in Babylon.
你話要佢而家翻去喺個荒地嘅裏邊重建嘅話
，and then return to a ruined land.
咁當你夫妻傾呢啲問題嘅時候，肯定會有好多嘅問題嘅。
So when the couples discuss this, there are issues.
好多年前，我喺呢個嘅巴拿馬嗰度去。做呢個工場探訪嘅時候，有一次有一個弟兄走嚟揾我傾。
Many moons ago, I visited missionaries in Panama.
嗱，呢個弟兄咧就話：，佢話我對呢個嘅全時間侍奉係覺得有呼召。
The brother said, "I really have a heavy burden for long full-time missionary."
啊，但係咧，我同我太太商量嘅時候咧，就產生一個夫妻之間一啲嘅爭執啦。
But when I discuss with my wife, there's some issues and we have fight.
咁佢而家所做工作咧，就係佢外父嘅生意嚟嘅。
Now he's doing business for his father-in-law.
啊，咁佢外父信任呢個女婿，就將嗰啲生意交咗俾個女婿去打理。
The father-in-law trusted the son-in-law to give all the business.
咁當你話你而家要去做全時間侍奉嘅時候，咁個太太就話：我爹哋嘅生意點算啊？
So we go or become a full-time missionary. What happened to the father-in-law?
個外父都話：嗯，你走咗去，我覺得我盤生意點算啊？咁。
The father-in-law say, "Who is going to take care of my business?"
佢問我點算喎？
So he asked our pastor, "What should he do?"
咁我當然我都唔能夠話俾佢聽話，你應該點做喎？你哋只有兩夫妻更多嘅一齊祈禱啦。
Certainly, I have to tell them the husband and wife have to pray.
如果你兩夫妻唔同心嚟到行出呢一步嘅話咧，你向呢個丈夫話：我要聽神嘅説話，喺我後邊拉你嗰條腳咯。
So if the husband want to go and the wife grab his leg,
啊，咁你就行一步，佢掹翻你三步向後。
You go one step forward, he pull you back three steps.
咁你話你行到去幾遠咧
？So how far could you go?
夫妻同心係好重要噶。
Husband and wife must be with one heart.
啊，當年我同師母去喺海外神學院畢業之後，去菲律賓嗰度嚟到侍奉。
When my wife and I graduated from seminary, we went to Philippines.
啊，咁我哋當時就帶就將我哋當時我哋就去菲律賓嘅時候咧，買機票咧，知道有一個咁樣嘅航空公司咧，有一個好特別嘅優惠，讓我哋將啲書咧係隨住同班機寄到去馬尼拉嘅。
At that time, there's a benefit that we can ship the books free of charge to Manila.
唔係非常好低嘅價錢。
You have a low cost.
啊。咁咧，我哋就哦，好啦，就將我哋喺神學院買咗幾年嘅書儲埋，就寄去啦，咁啊寄去啦。
So we collect all the books that we have and ship to Manila。
啊，咁係好事啦嚇，咁樣我哋有書用啦嘛。
It's good thing we need the books。
咁好啦，當我哋離開菲律賓翻香港嘅時候咧，我哋又需要重新嘅將啲書從菲律賓運翻香港咯。
And when we return to Hong Kong, we have to collect all the books and ship back to Hong Kong.
嗱，咁我哋之後因為成日喺工場裏搬嚟搬去咧，我哋試過做呢啲。呢啲工作咧，變咗我哋話我哋自己係運輸公司。
So finally, we say we are the shipping company. We have to ship the books back and forth.
你知唔知喺呢個運輸嘅過程嘅裏邊，我哋唔見咗幾多書
？And during this shipping, we lost a lot of books.
啊，我話可能你有呢個經驗，搬屋嘅時候就有咁嘅情況，你會唔見咗好多係絕版嘅書
？Especially those books that has already finished publishing.
我哋話而家要再揾翻呢本書嘅時候已經冇噶啦。
So I could not buy the book anymore。
嗱，你話如果夫妻唔同心，個價值觀唔同嘅時候，你話點搞
？So if the husband and wife cannot share the same value, it's difficult。
你知我同師母結婚嘅時候，我哋唔係經過談戀愛先結婚噶。
When we marry, we didn't go through the dating。
我哋嘅院長安排我哋結婚噶。
The head of the seminary.Told us to get married.
咁你話當時佢話佢同我結婚嘅時候講咗，佢話我嫁俾個陌生人，去個陌生嘅地方做陌生工作。
So Jenny said, I married a stranger to a strange place to do a strange occupation.
三個陌生喎
，three strange things.
咁你咪好似啲一啲官方嘅説話，三個陌生。
So three strange.
咁就係呢種嘅情況，但係我哋就要經歷呢種嘅運輸公司去個陌生地方做嘢。
So we have to ship all the books to a strange land.To do strange work.
我哋唔見咗好多嘅書，但係我何師母從來冇埋怨過。
We lost a lot of valuable books, but Jenny never complained.
要夫妻同心先得㗎。
So husband and wife must be with one heart.
嗱，咁子女教育當然啦，我哋都經歷過啊。當然我哋唔喺細細蚊仔唔喺宣教工場長大。
We also experienced that with the children's education, although they did not grow up in the mission.
但係我哋都因為我要嚟美國讀書嘅緣故咧，咁佢哋好細個就跟住我哋嚟到喺美國嗰度嚟到長大㗎啦。
Because I want to study more about God's words in USA, so they came with us to USA.
啊，我哋嘅大嘅女嚟嘅時候只係四歲啫。
And my oldest daughter was 4 years old.
啊，佢去到當時喺 Wheaton 嗰度讀書嘅時候，佢去嗰啲 preschool 咧，佢唔講任何一句説話。
So when he was at the preschool, he did not say even one word.
咁我哋咁嗰啲，個老師都以為佢係啞嘅。
The teacher thought she's dumb, deaf.
啊，咁又唔敢即係叫佢名嚟，叫佢回答問題啊，就唔敢做呢啲嘢，佢以為佢係啞咁啊，唔想 insult 佢，唔想羞辱佢。
So teacher did not want to insult her because she thought she could not speak.
咁後來我先聽到個女話，我當時我係 identity， 我嘅身份認同上邊有困難。
And later on, the daughter said that he has some identity crisis.
啊，咁我唔知我自己係仍係一個華人啦，亦或係一個美國人，我唔知應該要講啲乜嘢，所以我咪選擇唔講嘢咯。
She's not sure whether she's American or Chinese, so she decided not to speak.
啊，咁直至到佢讀個小學四年級嘅時候，因為遇到個好嘅老師鼓勵佢，先開始講嘢嘅啫。
Until she get to grade four. She had a very good teacher.
你諗喺 preschool 去到四年級，中間好幾年時間，佢都選擇咗唔講嘢。
And the fourth grade teacher helped her. Otherwise, in those 5 years, she did not speak.
啊，呢個嘅子女教育，我哋都經歷過一啲嘅困難。
We have experienced the problem of children's education.
神今日要用一啲嘅人去好似當日嘅猶大同埋便雅悯嘅，係離開個安樂窩，夫妻同心咁去工場嗰度。
God also want to choose people and move people just like those days. Leave the home sweet home, husband and wife with one heart.
佢哋唔睇佢嘅兒女教育嗰個價值重要過神嘅吩咐。
They didn't put the children education more valuable than God's.
佢哋喺神嘅激动底下，佢哋愿意回应。
They obey God's education.
如果神今日喺你嘅心里边对你话某某人啊，你离开你嘅安乐窝。
If God speaks to you today, leave your home sweet home.
你要去到一个我要你去嘅地方，你肯唔肯回应咧
？Are you willing to respond?To go to a strange place.
对于神的吩咐，我愿意顺服，而唔系睇我自己嘅需要多过神嘅吩咐。
Would you see your needs more important than God's calling?
神当日用咗呢一班嘅犹太人、犹大人同便雅悯支派嘅人嚟成就咗重建以色列国嘅嗰个工作。
God used the people from Benjamin and Judah to accomplish the task.
神都今日可以用我哋专恩。堂裏邊一啲嘅弟兄姊妹可能成為嘅前線工作者。
God may also move some of the CLG members become the frontline workers.
你肯唔肯你都信服神
？Are you willing to obey?
第三類嘅人神用嘅就係一啲冇翻去嘅猶太人。
And he also used some people they did not return.
第四節嗰度，凡剩下嘅人，無論寄居在何處，那地的人要用金銀財物、牲畜幫助佢哋，另外要為耶路撒冷嘅神嘅殿甘心獻上禮物。
For those who do not return, they offer silver and gold, goods and beasts to assist the people who return.
仲有都要为耶路撒冷嘅神嘅殿嚟到甘心献上礼物。
And also they give free will offering for the temple of.
当时呢个嘅下诏呢个诏嘅内容里边系你哋可以翻系自由嘅。
The proclamation say that they can go freely.
但有啲人选择翻去，有啲人选择冇翻去嘅。
Some decide to go, some decide to stay.
咁我哋會見到嘅就係有啲人係冇翻嚟，咁呢個召命嘅裏邊嘅內容又話冇翻嚟嗰啲剩低嘅人咧，就嚟到用呢啲嘅金銀財寶牲畜嚟幫助嗰啲嘅翻去嘅人。
In the King's proclamation, it says that if you decide not to return, you have to use gold and silver, use freewill offering to support those.
又第六節都話俾我哋聽，佢哋四圍嘅人都拿銀器、金子、財物、牲畜、珍寶幫助佢哋，另外仲有甘心獻嘅禮物。
And all who were about them aided them with silver and gold, goods and beasts and costly wares.
嗱，我哋見到嘅睇第四節嘅裏邊咧，神用緊一啲嘅猶太人唔翻去嘅猶太人成為支持者。
So God used some of the Jewish people as supporters.
仲有都用一啲四圍嘅人，嗰啲唔係猶太人嚟嘅，都嚟到成為佢哋嘅 support， 成為呢班翻去嘅人嘅 support。
Even the Gentiles become the supporters.
嗱，當時你見到喺呢個召命嘅裏邊有兩種嘅，一種係。金銀財物幫助佢係佢哋嘅 living allowance。
The silver and gold are their living allowance。
然後係為耶路撒冷神嘅殿甘心獻上禮物咧，係俾神嘅殿嗰啲嘅費用。
And then the free offering for the temple of God is for the cost to build the temple。係
兩類唔同嘅用途嘅一啲嘅財物嘅嘅奉獻。
So two different categories of offerings。
神都用一啲人成為一啲支持嘅人。
God also used people become the supporters。
咁我哋睇一睇，今日我哋喺呢個嘅世界嘅裏邊，我哋對呢個基督徒對於呢個嘅宣教嘅奉獻係點樣做法？我哋或者睇下一張嘅圖片，睇下有冇呢個幅張圖片喺度。
How about today? How are the Christians supporting the missionary work?
有冇下一張 slide 啊
？Please go to the next slide.
再落去睇，再落去睇，係啦，啊呢個。咁呢個係我哋喺呢個嘅2011年嘅呢個嘅一份嘅宣教雜誌裏邊所睇嘅。咁而家我哋全喺2011年嘅時候，全美國嘅嗰個嘅收嘅人嘅收入係大概3兆嘅咁樣嘅30兆嘅咁樣嘅美金嘅收入。
The individual income of the all Christians in the world combined in total is about $31 trillion.
但係你會睇見嘅奉獻。 只係好少啫。
But the offering is little.
用喺我哋自己嘅身上嘅有98%。
They spend 98% on themselves.
然後對於奉獻，只不過係個少少，而對於呢個宣教奉獻啊更加低。
The support church ministry is very little, and support overseas missionary even less.
點解會有咁嘅情形咧？咁
？Why with this kind of situation？
我哋會可能會覺得錢係我賺翻翻嚟嘅。
You may think the money is earned by ourselves.
用翻喺我哋自己身上係理所當然嘅。
So of course I can spend it on our own.
我相信呢一個諗法係冇錯嘅。
It's okay to think that way.
咁但係如果我哋話都係用一個咁樣嘅情況嘅話，我哋發覺到神嘅工作係冇辦法可以完成得到。
But then, God's ministry will be illy affected.
你會見到嘅就係當日嘅猶太同埋便雅敏支派人翻翻去猶太嘅時候，佢係冇工作嘅。
When those Judah Benjamin people return to the ruined land, they have no jobs.
如果佢哋話要開始種植嘅話，都要等一年之後先得食㗎。
Even they start cultivate, they wait 1 year to harvest.
咁你如果要開始佢生活嘅時候，咁佢靠乜嘢食飯咧？
So how are they going to live?
咁係需要有啲人嚟到幫助佢哋喺呢個最艱難嘅時刻嚟到幫助佢哋能夠可以 survive， 能夠生存落去。
So in the most difficult time, they need some people to help them to survive.
嗱，呢個我哋睇見呢度嘅第六節嗰度有嘅幾個字係原文作呢個幫助佢哋係原文作堅固佢哋嘅手。
So in the verse 6, it assists them and strengthen their hands.
嗱，咁原來當我哋嚟到對我哋嘅宣教士嘅支持嘅時候，係堅固佢哋嘅手。
So when we support the missionary, we strengthen their hands.
係要幫助佢哋能夠可以無後顧之憂咁嚟到去服侍。
So they can go forward without worry of other needs.
我哋都好明白，錢我哋賺翻嚟，我哋用翻自己身上係冇錯嘅。
Of course, we can spend the money that we earn with hard work.
但係你願唔願意嚟到去？用你所有嘅嘢嚟到去幫助人，讓佢都能夠可以成為一個個可以得到幫助、心裡面得堅固嘅人。
But you willing to use your money to support others to accomplish the mission?
記得喺第四節嘅裏邊係召命嘅內容，係波斯王古列對嗰啲唔翻去猶太人嘅係一個命令嚟嘅。
Remember in verse 4, King Cyrus' proclamation is an order to the people who don't return.
你唔翻去咩？得出錢啦。
If you don't return, okay, you offer.
呢個命令嚟㗎，唔做唔得㗎。
It's a proclamation. You have to do it.
嗱，我唔知道呢個古列王有冇派啲密探嚟知搜查佢有冇奉獻，我哋唔知啦嚇。咁但係呢個係命令嚟嘅。
I don't know whether King Cyrus has sent out detectives to make sure people donate their money.
但係第六節嗰度所講四圍嘅人咧，佢哋係自願㗎啦。
But in verse 6, we know that they all do it willingly.
神會。God 話俾我哋聽，有啲咁嘅需要，你肯唔肯嚟到奉獻
？God let you know there's a need out there. Are you willing？
當戴德生嚟中國做宣教士之前
，Before Hudson Taylor came to China，
佢有立咗個心意，就係如果我離開英國去到中國嘅時候，我唔能夠靠人。
He knew that when he left United Kingdom and went to China, he could not rely on other people.
我只有學習去單單仰望神。
He can just learn how to rely on God.
係佢跟住一個嘅好有名嘅醫生嚟到學醫。
He learned medicine after a very famous doctor.
咁但係呢個醫生咧，呢個有名嘅醫生咧，好忙，忙到嘅時候就成日冇記性嘅。
And this famous doctor is absent-minded.
嗱，咁佢對戴德生講話：，當你跟我學醫得嗱，你要到時出糧嘅時候，你提醒我。如果唔記得出糧，提醒我。
And he said that it's okay you learn medicine from me, but if I forgot to pay your salary, you have to remind me.
如果你公司裏邊話俾你嗱，如果我唔記得出糧，你提醒我，你會唔會做啊
？If your boss told you that, you have to remind me to pay you.
咁你都覺得有啲為難係咪
？You feel
當然呢種情況喺美國社會可能唔係好普遍，但係如果你嘅老闆係咁樣話俾你話，嗱到出糧嗰陣我唔記得你提醒我出糧喎，咁你都幾難做係咪
？Of course, this situation is not common, but in case.It's like that. I think it's difficult for you.
咁戴德生話：我要學習單單仰望神嘅時候，佢立志我唔提佢。
Hudson Taylor said, "I have to rely and trust God. I'm not going to remind my boss."
咁有一次個醫生真係唔記得出糧俾佢啦。
One time, really, the doctor forgot to pay him.
咁但德生嘅袋里边只系一个嘅钱系铜板，只系两个半司令，一个铜板。
And up to a point that Hudson Taylor only have 2.5 shilling.
啊，一个 coin 啫吓。
Only one coin.
啊，咁嗰晚咧，佢去喺一个主日崇拜之后咧，佢离开教会翻准备翻屋企嘅时候。
So one day after the church service, he was going back home.
佢听见有一个爱尔兰人嘅口音嚟到叫佢。
He heard some Irish man call him.
咁佢话，请你去帮我太太祈祷，佢好需要祈祷。
He said that, "Will you please pray for my wife? She really need help."
戴德生就话，点解你唔去揾个牧师？我唔系牧师嚟嘅。
Hudson Taylor said, "Why didn't you go to find a pastor? I'm not a pastor."
你要需要系祈祷嘛？咁你揾个牧师帮你祈祷咯。
You need prayer, so you go look up for a priest.
咁嗰个人就话，佢话我揾个牧师噶啦。我牧师要18个便士，佢先肯嚟。
I have called the pastor, but he said he needs 18 pence.
我冇咁嘅钱可以请个咁嘅牧师去为我个太太祈祷。
I did not have money to ask this pastor.
我而家见到你，我就请你去我屋企为我太太祈祷。
So now I see you, I ask you to go to my home to pray for my wife.
但德生觉得好似唔去唔得啦，咁就跟住佢去啦。
So Hudson Taylor thought he need to go.
当我去到呢个人嘅屋企嘅时候，见到呢个太太瞓喺张床嗰度。
He saw that this lady lie on the bed.
有四个细蚊仔。
Four little kids.
佢仲喺病床里面病紧嘅时候，仲抱住个细蚊仔嚟接。
And he was very sick, and he has to hold one of the baby.
啊，咁佢就话，点解你唔去揾社会福利处嘅人呢
？So he asked, "Why didn't you go to ask for social welfare?"
咁但系嗰个人就话俾佢听，我揾过，但系佢要听日先有 appointment 嘛。
And he said, "Yeah, I look for the social welfare, but only I can make appointment for tomorrow."
我惊我个太太过唔到今晚。
I'm afraid that my wife could not live till tomorrow.
戴德生心里边好为难。
And Hudson Taylor felt not easy.
佢话如果我袋里边嘅唔系一个净系一个 coin， 而系有三个唔同嘅 coin， 系两个一便士同埋两个嘅司令，一司令又一个半司令嘅，咁我会俾一个司令佢啦。
He said, "If my coin is three different coin, like one shilling and half shilling, then I can give him one shilling."
但系如果我一攞晒出嚟嘅话咧？就冇曬噶啦。
But give him the whole coin. I have nothing.
而呢個嘅2.5 shilling咧，只係夠我聽朝食早餐，而聽日晏晝都冇錢噶啦。
This 2.5 shilling is only enough for my breakfast. I didn't even have money for my lunch.
佢覺得好為難。
So it's not easy decision.
佢又知道呢個人需要幫助。
But he know that this person need help.
但係呢個人嚟話請佢嚟為佢祈禱。
And this person only asked for prayer.
咁好啦，佢就開始跪低為呢個女人祈禱啦。
So he knelt down and prayed for this lady.
當佢祈禱一開始祈禱就心裏邊嘅責備。
When he started praying, his heart was moved.
神對佢説話，佢話：你嘅袋裏邊唔係有個兩個半司領嘅錢咩？點解你留低喺你嘅袋嗰度
？God asked him, "You have a coin in your pocket. Why didn't you give the coin to the family?"
你咁樣嘅情況，你點叫我聽你祈禱？
How can I listen to your prayer?
啊，你如果你係戴德生，你覺唔覺得為難啊
？If you are Hudson Taylor, what are you going to do?
我一攞出嚟就冇曬噶啦。
If I give the whole coin,
即係你意思，即係我連聽朝個早餐都冇噶啦。
I didn't have money for breakfast tomorrow.
咁但係你除非你唔攞，一攞出嚟就攞曬噶啦，因為你得一個 coin 啫嘛。
He has only one coin. He has to give the whole thing.
咁神話你呢個假冒為善嘅人，你咁樣我點聽你祈禱啊
？God told him, "You are hypocrite."How can I listen to you?
佢冇辦法底下，只有將嗰個兩個半書拎攞曬出嚟。
So he gave the whole coin.
當佢離開呢個人屋企嘅時候，戴德生傳裏邊話：佢個心嘅心情同個袋一樣係輕飄飄嘅。
After he left the family, the book said that his heart and his pocket are also empty and free and floating.
戴德生對神講：佢話。連率窮人係向耶和華借貸嘅。
So the poor people get the loan from God。
呢個係箴言裏邊所講，你憐憫貧窮人係借貸俾耶和華。箴言講嘅。
In Proverbs it said that the poor people get loan from God。
神啊，你借呢個窿唔好借咁耐喎。呢個係擘大聲祈禱啊。
And Hudson Taylor said, Hope that you won't take this loan for too long.
佢都唔知神幾時還。
He doesn't know when God will pay him back.
但到咗第二日，佢食緊早餐嘅時候。
And the next morning,
食緊啲稀粥啫。
And having a porridge.
佢個房東就俾咗封信俾佢。
His landlord gave him an envelope.
咁我開咗個信封睇，裏邊有一隻十蚊仔嘅手套手物。
Open the envelope is a little kiss mitten.
佢攞咗個手物出嚟嘅時候，就見到個金幣一英磅嘅金幣跌咗出嚟。
And we took the mitten out. There's £1 gold coin.
從兩個半 shilling 去到一磅。
With starting from 2.5 shilling become £1.
戴德生話：世界上冇第二間銀行可以一夜之間嘅利息係四倍嘅。
He said that there's no bank in this world. The interest is 4 times in one night.
佢都冇將呢一磅嘅英磅嚟到俾自己用。
But he did not use that £1 for himself.
佢俾咗俾 George Muller 穆勒先生。
He gave it to George Muller.
佢將佢嘅錢投資喺一個唔會倒閉嘅銀行嗰度。
He invests the money in a bank that never collapses.
自己冇錢嘅。
But he has nothing.
弟兄姊妹，如果神感動你，要為著宣教嘅事工嚟去奉獻嘅時候。
Brothers and sisters, if God moves you to offer to God's kingdom, how are you going to respond?
你会为自己留低一啲，亦或你系愿意顺服神，你到去到个地步，好似戴德生讲，我一无所有，我将我全部俾晒俾神。
Are you going to save for yourself, or you are going to respond like Hudson Taylor?
今年我哋喺呢個香港九培靈會嘅時候，聽到曾金發牧師講佢自己嘅見證。
This is in the annual exposition revival meeting in Hong Kong. Pastor Zheng said that.
佢話佢點解會教喺新加坡教會可以咁興旺？佢話我哋又點有奉獻嘅
？Do you know why his church in Singapore is so prosperous?
佢話佢兩夫婦作為 senior pastor 就係奉獻 everything。
He and his wife as a senior pastor.They offer everything to the church.
佢講笑，佢話：佢話點解我哋可以奉獻咁多？就係將你嘅銀包倒轉攞咪得咯。
He said, "It's not that difficult. You just turn your wallet upside down."
佢話佢去到個地步，佢奉獻再出嚟嘅時候，佢哋要行路嚟到去講道，搭車都搭唔起。
He said, "Up to a point, he had to walk to the church, but he had no money to take a bus."
佢哋連食飯都冇錢。
They didn't even have money for their meals.
去人哋食剩嗰啲嘢，佢攞嚟食。
They ate the leftover from others.
你愿唔愿意到去顺服神嘅心意
？Are you willing to obey God?
喺神嘅工作嘅上边，你都愿意喺呢方面嚟到去做支持嘅工作
？You are willing to be supporters in God's ministry.
喺以色列人重建佢嘅国度嗰度，神用咗三组唔同嘅人。
So to rebuild the temple of God.He has used three kinds of people.
有一啲好似古列一樣係做推動嘅人。
Someone like King Cyrus, the mobilizer.
有一啲人好似呢個猶大同便雅敏支派嘅人，佢哋去前線嘅。
Some like the tribal people of Judah and Benjamin, they go the front line.
有啲人好似嗰啲唔翻去嘅人同埋嗰啲四圍嘅人，佢哋要支持嘅。
Some like who stay behind, they become the supporters.
喺建立神嘅國度喺做宣教嘅事工嘅上邊，呢三種嘅人都唔可以缺少嘅任何一種。
To support God's ministry, the mission work.We cannot lack even one kind.
如果冇咗呢個古列王嘅召命，以色列人後唔可以出去嘅。
Without King Cyrus' proclamation, no one can go out.
如果冇咗猶大同便雅敏支派嗰啲翻去嘅人嘅話，呢個國度唔會重建嘅。
Without the Benjamin and Judah people, no one will rebuild the temple.
冇咗呢啲 support 嘅人，嗰啲人可能好快就會翻去巴比倫啦。我有以前有屋喺嗰度嘅。
Without the supporters, the missionaries will return home soon.
神用三種唔同人一齊合併嚟做好佢個建立佢國度嘅工作。
God used three kinds of people to work together。
你要點樣回應呢
？How are you going to respond？
我哋剛才我哋唱詩歌話，我將我嘅生命獻俾你。
In one of the hymns, we said that we offer our life to you。
我睇嘅詩班話，神係一個嘅創造白日黑夜呢個雨同雪嘅嗰位嘅神。
The choir said that.God create rain and snow and the universe.
但係佢嚟到去關心貧困人嘅需要。
But he care for the poor people.
副歌度話： 我就在这里，请差遣我。
The chorus said, "Here I am, so send me."
我哋系唔系一样咁样嘅心意？
Are we going to respond like that?
我哋对神只不过系唱诗歌啊，依样我哋对神系 mean it. Here am I, send me.
Do we just sing the song, or we mean it? So send me.
神需要用你。
God needs to use you.
当然佢冇可以唔用我哋都得。
Certainly he can just go without us.
但系神佢却系俾一个 privilege, 俾个福分俾我哋去侍奉佢。
But it's a blessing and privilege for us.
你肯唔肯嚟到成为？神手中一个佢赐福俾嗰啲需要福音嘅人嘅器皿咧。
Are you willing to be a vessel for those who need gospel？
我哋一齐嚟祈祷。
Let's pray。
主啊，我哋多谢你今日你都向我哋讲说话。
God, thank you for speaking to us。
主啊，我哋唔知道你系向我哋嘅弟兄姊妹讲咗啲咩嘢。
I don't know what you have spoken to the brothers and sisters。
或者你喺我哋当中，你都呼召紧一啲人，好似。这个古列一样
Maybe in our midst, you call someone to be like King Cyrus.
要将这个宣教的意象带出去，来做一个推动的人。
To share the visions or mission and become the mobilizer.
求主帮助我们能够做好这份工作。
Help us to do a good job.
就是要一路来到去将这个宣教的意象来鼓励人去参与。
To share the visions and be encourager.
或者在我们当中，你都呼召一些人成为好像猶大和便雅悯支派的人是成为前线工作者。
Or maybe some of us would become the frontline worker, like the Judas and the Benjamins.
我们可能都需要经过不少的障碍，好像这个离开安乐窝这些考虑。
Certainly, we have a lot of consideration, like leaving our home sweet home.
但求你给我们都愿意顺服，这样来走出去。
Help us to be obedient.
或者在我们当中呼召一些人，让我们成为一个支持者。
Or maybe you call some of us to be the supporters.
求你都给我们能够忠心来到在这个事情上作为一个支持者。
Help us to be faithful to be supporters.
或者你叫我们在当中有些人成为一个多元的，不是只是一种的工作的人。
Maybe you use some of us to be the multitask.
帮助我们都能够满足到你对我们的心意。
And to fulfill your desires in us.
让我们对你说，主啊，我们就在这里，求你差遣我。
And we say, "Here am I, so send me."
无论你要用我哋做乜嘢，都求你俾我哋都有咁嘅回应。我哋这里请差遣我。
No matter what you call us to do, help us to say, "Here I am."
求你悦纳我哋嘅心愿。
May you our desire be pleasing to you.
求你都听我哋嘅祈祷。
May you listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督名祈祷。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.